How big? Guess. How high is it? Let's start with there. How high do you think it? How tall do you think a highway billboard sign is? You say we got 8 foot. Who's saying it's higher than 8 foot? We got 12 foot. We got 12 foot. Who's saying higher than 12 feet? Kristen say, okay, give me a number. 20. Oh, all right. So we go over between 12 and 20. Who thinks Riston's too high? 14 feet. It's 14 feet. Yeah. How wide do you think it is? It's way wider. How wide?
No,
36. Whoa, we got 36 feet. That's 32 feet. 28 feet. Yeah. You know how big that is? That's massive. That is massive. 14 feet high? 28 feet wide? Why is it so big? So it's going to be seen. How big is a traffic light? How tall is a traffic light? Listen, well done, yeah. Between 3 and 3.5 feet. You know how tall that is? Sonia, no, just kidding. Sonia, would you stand up? I mean, you're used to seeing it, you're like, surely they're not that big, right? But you put it down on the ground, they're over 3 feet high. What about a stop sign? How high, how wide is a stop sign? Yeah. 8 feet tall? No. This the sign. Just the sign. Just the sign. 20 inches? Okay. 36 inches? It's 2.5 feet. Stop sign's 2.5 feet. So here's my question. Here's my question. Why aren't they all the same size? Get your attention. Why aren't they all the same size? Why can't they just be all the same size? Why can't, what's that? Cost? It's all about capitalism.
Where you're observing it from.
What do you mean, Bob?
Well, a stop sign, you're closer to it than you would be a billboard sign. On
okay.
The side of the road.
Yeah, yeah. Porter, you're exactly right. The faster you're going, the bigger the sign needs to be. The faster you're going, the bigger that sign needs to be. Today, we're going to look at a sign. I have to separate you two, because I will. That's disgusting. Kristen, that's gross. Don't be sipping your sister's stuff. We're going to look at a sign today. A sign that is so very, very important considering the time that we live in. Because is this a fast time or a slow time? It's pretty fast. And this sign needs to be as big as we can possibly make it. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Okay. What do you guys think the Sabbath is? A day of rest. Okay. What do you think Sabbath is? Kids? Sunday for going to church. Okay. Is it Saturday? Okay. I'm just gathering questions. All right. Well, what's your personal understanding of where's Craig? What?
Bring our water.
Right, yeah. He is so helpful, isn't he? What's your personal understanding of Sabbath? What is Sabbath? Because he says, remember it. It's a commandment. Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. So does it sound like it's an option? And do you keep unimportant things holy? Or are important things that you, are those the things that you keep holy? So, what's the Sabbath? Reg, what do you think Sabbath is?
Rest.
A day of rest? Okay, that seems to be coming up a lot. What other words come to your mind as you hear the word Sabbath? What'd you say? Worship? Okay.
Fellowship?
Shabbat. Man. He's talking in other languages. I want you to, there's Bibles located on the tables around you, or maybe you have one on your device. If possible, with people or together, why don't you two share one since you're married? Okay? Find this commandment. Hey, the Ten Commandments are listed in two places. What are they? Very good. Exodus 20. Let's go to Exodus 20. Find this commandment. Should be a couple Bibles right there located. Oh, I took them off that table, didn't I? I'm sorry, Riston. You guys got one that you can look at? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings. Do me a favor, let's start with the Exodus one. I'm sorry. I know, it was hard. I apologize. The other way. There you go. Exodus 20. Okay, what I want you to do is just from... just making observations. You're looking at Exodus 20. That's where it lists out the commandments. Just look at the real estate, okay, that's allocated to the various commandments, okay? Real estate meaning number of words, spaces included, lines included. What are some things that you notice? I mean, here's an example. Where's the one that says don't kill? Okay. How many words is in that? I mean, are we all in agreement? That's pretty serious. Listen, this, you know, don't kill. Just four words. But what about the one that's for the Sabbath? It's a whole paragraph. Sonia, could you read it for us?
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your sons or your daughters. You make servants, your male servants and your female servants, or your livestock or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and the seas and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
All right, do me a favor, and I apologize, Ryan, ahead of time. Now let's go to the Deuteronomy one. Go to Deuteronomy. Oh, Deuteronomy 5. How did you just seriously sit there and count them all? Engineers, I tell you, you ask for a number and they're going to deliver. Deuteronomy 5. Do the same thing. Just survey, look at the commandments as they're listed there in Deuteronomy chapter 5. See if you can find them. What observations can you make? What do you notice? Copy and paste. Dude, we don't copy and paste the Bible. What? Hold on. Sonia's noticing something. Sonia, what is it?
Well, it's saying the same thing, but it's written differently. It's not. It doesn't have all the parts that the first one had.
Huh.
And Sonia, remember you were a slave in Egypt.
Yeah. Could someone read the commandment for the Sabbath in Deuteronomy 5? 12 to 15. Okay, thank you so much. Now, yes, Jackson.
It kind of towards the end, like reflected back to the first commandment, reminding us that we were, he like delivered us out of Egypt, like the slavery.
All right, so in Deuteronomy chapter 5, the drive behind the Sabbath commandment is what? This is the reason you keep the Sabbath is because, look at it. What's the reason that he gives? You keep the Sabbath because why? What's that? You were slaves. You were slaves, right? You were slaves in Egypt. Don't you dare forget. I'm the God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You were a slave. You keep the Sabbath. All right. What's the reason that was given in Exodus? Porter? Why make it a holy day? What's the drive behind it? What's the to thank God for everything he's done? Okay, I mean, if you need to go back and look, go back and look. It's in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Because it's different. It's different. Sonia grabbed it right away. What's the difference? What's driving it in Exodus? What's that? Yeah, yep, and it's referring to what? Yeah, so what's driving Sabbath in Exodus is creation. You remember the Sabbath, because 6 days the Lord worked and then he rested. So this is why you keep the Sabbath. Then we get to Deuteronomy. Why do you keep the Sabbath? Because you were a slave in Egypt. First off, why do you think so much real estate in both givings of the Ten Commandments? Why do you think Commandment 4 gets so much space? Why does it need so much description? What about killing people? I would like to think that one is also important. Right? But you're absolutely right. So can we be in agreement that whenever we're going to say about the Sabbath is important? Can we say that? Okay. How many of you keep the Sabbath regularly? Saturday or Sunday. I mean, there's some question here. We need to figure this out. Why do you think the Sabbath gets so much real estate? What are your thoughts? I'd love to hear it. Jackson. Okay, sound is important. I like that. What else?
Okay, I think it's easy to look at thou shalt not kill and know, okay, that's really bad. Mm-hmm. That needs no explanation. But when you're saying, oh, I'm just going to sleep in today, you're not really doing anything wrong. Like, you can justify that. Like I'm not killing anybody. I'm just not going to fish.
And watch it on TV. Yeah.
So, right, watch it on TV.
So, oh, Linda.
You have to put a whole lot of stress on the importance of that because maybe it doesn't hit you like reading thou shalt not kill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe.
No, I love it. It's good. What are some other answers? What do you think? Why? What's that?
I said good. I
Why does God spend so much and approach it from two completely different angles? Hey, you keep the Sabbath. Because remember, I worked and then I rested. And you need to rest too. Hey, you keep the Sabbath. Because remember, you're in bondage and in slavery. Jackson. Okay, so there's an aspect of image bearing connected to Sabbath. I like that. His actions. Yeah, yeah. What else? What do we think? Harper, what do you think? That one. Why is there so much description, do you think, attached to this commandment? Has how many words was it? 100? Yeah. That's a lot. Sabbath is going to become one of the defining marks of the nation of Israel. Once they begin to forsake Sabbath, the culture implodes. Their capacity for sin and disobedience increases exponentially. They shipwreck the nation. They shipwreck the nation. Why is that billboard sign so big? So you can see it. And the faster you go, the bigger that sign needs to be, right? The bigger that sign needs to be. Let's unpack this commandment a little bit, okay? Remember it. We are to memorialize the Sabbath. We're to make a big deal about it. What are some things in our nation that we memorialize? Yes. Why do we call it Memorial Day, and what do we do? Remember the soldiers that died fighting for our country. Very good. We memorialize that. What's something else that we memorialize? Or maybe just in your own personal life rhythm, something that you memorialize. Anniversary. What's your anniversary? July 12th. What is it?
July 12th.
July 12th. And why do you memorialize it? He got stuck with you forever that day. And there's things that you do different on that day to set it apart, right? Mm-hmm. If it's an anniversary, if it's an event, if it's a holiday, if it's a holy day, to memorialize it, to remember it in that capacity means you're going to do something different in this space, in this time. There's a posture that goes into it, okay? In this case, there is a doing and a ceasing. The word Sabbath, and you might want to write this in specifically somewhere in your notes, just so you know you can write it down. Sabbath, anyone, literally means to rest, to cease. To cease. Literally, remember the ceasing day, the resting day. Keep it holy. How does that connect back to Israel's story? Just remember, the Ten Commandments, specifically in Exodus 20, begin with the story. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. How does the ceasing day connect back to their story? There you go. Yeah, you're constantly driven. You're the taskmasters are constantly at you. You're not showing up. You're not unionizing, right? You're not saying, "Hey, you know what? We'd like to have a little meeting. You know, Union 431 would like to sit down with the taskmasters, and we just would like to say that we would like to have, you know, one day off every seven. Is that okay?" That didn't happen. For 400 years, they are constantly at the whip and at the lash and in the pit. And he says, you know what you need to remember? You need to remember the ceasing day. How else can that connect back to their story? Our story. Cadence, what do you think? How does the idea of ceasing connect back to Israel's story? You know? Allie, help her out. Okay. Regroup? How can it connect back to your story? Or is this just one of those Jewish commands that we don't have to think about?
Well, in today's life, there's very few, like used to be that all the stores were closed on Sunday.
It used to be all stores were closed on Sunday, yeah. Why?
Because they called the Sabbath day.
They took a Sabbath, they ceased. How many human beings in this room remember a time when everything was closed on Sundays?
Barely.
I remember that. I remember that. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My hometown, everything was shut down. Everything was shut down on Sunday. You could not go anywhere. You could not do anything. It was all closed. You couldn't get gas. You couldn't go to the supermarket. You couldn't go anywhere. You could go, but you can sit in the parking lot. Yeah. To cease. Sabbath means to rest. Remember, memorialize, set apart. Do something different on the ceasing day, on the resting day. Keep it holy. What does that mean? Kristen, what does it mean to keep something holy? Keep God there? Harper just did this a little bit ago, okay? Believe it or not. You had this, right? And then what did Harper do? She said, no, that's mine, okay? She said, it's holy. It's set apart. It's separate. It's not for you, right? This is what it means to say something is holy. It's set apart. That means it's not for some things, but it is for something else. To remember the ceasing day, the resting day, keeping it holy means I'm going to do some things on that day and I'm not going to do other things. The Exodus description of the Sabbath focuses on what? Do you remember? If you have it in front of you, go ahead and look. If you don't remember, go back and look at it. The Exodus 20 description of the Sabbath focuses on what event? Creation. Creation. Why? Let's get that story in our heads. For 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that's in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. So how can Sabbath be connected back to creation? God created it. Did you create it? Do you run it? Are you in charge of it? Are you in control of it? Wish you were. Even just a little bit. Don't you wish you were a little bit in control of it? God says, I'm in control of it. I created it. I run it. And one of the ways that it runs in rhythm is that every 7 days you stop. Are we a part of creation or are we outside of creation? We're a part of it. But don't we like to think we're a little something special? Like we're a little something different. There's creation, and then there's the, you know, there's the flowers, and then there's the waters. There's there, but humans were a little bit different. But God specifically said to us, hey, I worked 6 days, I rested, you're gonna do the same thing. you're going to do the same thing. Our health and our vitality within creation is specifically connected back to Sabbath. God built into the system a sign, a billboard, as we are barreling down in our existence. You need to slow down. You have limits. You have limits. Go ahead, Eric. This is crazy. I could hear her eyeballs hit the back of her head as you were talking. There is a question, though, there isn't there? And Tiffany alluded to it. Is this a Sunday thing? Is this a Saturday thing? Now, specifically, when we're talking about Israel, what day of the week is God talking about here in Exodus 20? Saturday. It's Saturday. We were talking about Saturday. And if I could pick you all up and take you through the teleporter that is that door frame, and we magically ended up in Tel Aviv, okay, on the other side of the world, to this day, to this moment, okay, Orthodox devout Jews, when you get close to sunset, you're going to hear a siren. You're going to hear across the loudspeaker, across the town, so that you know you got a 30-minute window. Yes. Now, not all of them respect it, but the majority of marketplaces, mom and pops, you got 30 minutes. As soon as sundown hits and whatever that time is, everything shuts down. Friday night until Saturday night. Yeah, they still do it. They still do it. Yeah. Yeah. And so if you're not ready for that, you're like, because everyone will be bustling. Everyone needs to get home. Everyone needs to have their preparations ready. Okay. They'll be hitting the marketplaces pretty hard Friday morning so that they can have their food purchased and everything ready and meal prep ready as they go into Sabbath Friday night. Right? Yeah. They are remembering it. They're setting it apart. In Sabbath, I remember that I'm created and I have limits. In Sabbath, one of the things that I'm remembering is that I am created. I'm a created being. I am not God on earth. I am not all powerful. I'm not omnipotent. I'm not all knowing. In Sabbath, I'm remembering I have limits. The Deuteronomy description focuses on what angle? Do you remember? What is it? Slavery. Slavery. Let me read it for you again, okay? This is the Deuteronomy one. Description of Sabbath. There are some parts that are similar, but then it takes its own tact. Okay? Observe the Sabbath day. This is Deuteronomy 5, 12 through 15. Keep it holy as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you'll labor. Do all your work. But the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work. You, or your son, or your daughter, or your male servant, or your female servant. Isn't that interesting? Even if you have servants in your house, they rest too. Your animals, they rest too. The sojourner that's within your gates, the stranger, you make sure he has rest too. Your male servants, your females may rest as well. You shall remember what? That you were a slave in the land of Egypt. That your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand, an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you, keep the Sabbath. So how can Sabbath be connected back to slavery? Bob, how can Sabbath be connected back to slavery? Well, let me ask you another. Why would they need to remember that they were slaves? Good. Know where they came from. Good.
Know that there is a change.
What do you mean?
Well, the change in it now to where it's, they don't have to worry about slavery, but they do still have to remember about the Sabbath of the work.
Okay. No, it's all right. Yeah. Is a generation going to come up that doesn't know slavery? Yeah.
Hopefully,
right? A generation is going to rise up, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. They weren't in Egypt. Do they still need to know the story? Just because you are out of slavery, can you go back into slavery? Who set you free from slavery? Oh, yeah. Certain stories need to be passed down. Certain stories to be passed down aren't just stories that are told, but they're stories that are lived. They're stories that are incarnated. They're stories that we practice and live out with our bodies. Okay? The Sabbath is something that has to be remembered, because just because we were out of slavery doesn't mean that we can't end up back in slavery. In Sabbath, I remember that I am cared for and I have a loving Lord. You know? In Sabbath, one of the things that I remember, I remind myself, is I am cared for. Because how's it start in Exodus? I'm the Lord your God. I brought you out of the house of slavery. I did that. By respecting and honoring and remembering the Sabbath day, by keeping it holy, I am doing that to remind myself that the Lord loves me. Okay? So maybe, what does it mean? What does it mean? Anyone want to give this a shot before I give you my answer? What do you think it means? What's the fourth commandment mean? This is in your own words. What do you think it means? Yeah, Jackson? To remember slavery and creation. Okay. Anyone want to add anything to that? To rest? Good. Eric's going to hope the answer has fishing in it. I love it. Ready? Let's put this down, would you? We live such that Sabbath signals our rest from slavery and celebrates God's restoration of creation. Okay? Both parts. To live Sabbath means I'm going to live in such a way that the Sabbath signals, because it's a sign, one, our rest from slavery, and it celebrates God's restoration of creation. Give you a chance to write those down in your box. Linda filled up her box already.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good, girl. You're good. No, no, that's all you get. We live such that Sabbath signals our rest from slavery and celebrates Yahweh, the Lord's recreation, His care. So it's a sign that points in two directions. Can you picture in your mind maybe a billboard, and it's pointing at two different things. It's signaling two different things. One is it's signaling, hey, slavery, freedom. The other one, hey, creation, creation. God, I'm putting it back together again. I am to live in such a way that my Sabbath points to that. Points to that. What you might be able to start to do is, as you think about your Sabbath habit, asking yourself, does it point to that? What I'm doing on Sabbath, whether it's Sunday, Saturday, Thursday, is my life rhythm in that moment. Am I pointing to freedom or am I practicing slavery? Is it pointing to God's recreation of me and others, or is it fostering more chaos? Q keeping Sabbath means that time is God's time. How many of you have learned the lesson that you are not in control? Mostly all the old hands went up. Thank you, Porter. We have learned, some of us, the hard way. We are not in control. We are not in control of time. We cannot slow it down. We cannot speed it up. We can't go back. Sabbath reminds me of that. Keeping Sabbath confronts the lie of shortage, and it declares that my God takes care of me. Because God says, and listen, this is a tough one. This, especially for those of us who find our identity in work. Okay. God says you have 6 days to do something. What is it? You have 6 days to do what? You have 6 days to work. And then He says, that's plenty. That's plenty. That is all the time you need to get everything done that you need to get done. And so that you learn to trust me, that I'm actually the one that takes care of everything, you're going to rest on that seventh day. Well, you might start to ask yourself, those of us who have things to do, dude, I cannot get everything done in 6 days. What might we need to ask ourselves? What might we need? Because according to God, 6 days is plenty of time to get everything done that I need to get done. If I feel I need more time, what conclusions might I draw? Or could I draw?
Not following the commandments.
You might beating yourself over the drum to do things that don't need to be done. Mm-hmm. Or it can wait. It can wait till next week. It's good enough. It's okay. Why? Because I'm not a slave anymore. I'm not a slave, and God is my creator. And He says, 6 days is plenty. There is an amazing gift that you give yourself if you want. I'm talking to the adults, okay? Because remember, some of you are like, dude, every day is Sabbath in my house. Okay? Because remember, the commandments came to adults. And this is an agrarian culture, okay? This is an agrarian culture. That means if you want to have water to do the dishes, you know what you probably need to do? You need to go pick up the water bucket, walk down the half mile to the well, get it, and carry it back. And if you want to have water at lunch, you know what you're going to need to do? Pick up that water bucket. So is there work to do? There is work to do. If you're going to have pancakes, you're not going to the cupboard and getting a box of Bisquick. Okay? You're going to have to go, you're going to have to grow grain and harvest grain, and you're going to have to mash and do all. There's work to do. Work to do. If you get in the habit of saying, I'm going to do my work in 6 days, that's housework, that's whatever it is that I bring in the sustenance for my family work, personal care, whatever that, to do that in 6 days. When you get to the end of, when that sun goes down on the end of the sixth day, having honored that commitment, something sacred happens in time. There is a peace that embraces you as God releases onto you Sabbath rest. It's an amazing, amazing thing. Most people don't believe me until they start to practice it for a while. You do this for a few months, and it completely transforms your habit. To say that, you know what? I'm going to get my work done in 6 days. Now, if you come to me and say, yeah, I didn't get my work done in 6 days, I'm like, well, that's rough. Next week's coming. The gift of Sabbath is just that. It's a grace. We can fall back into slavery. We can fall right back into slavery. Where time is the taskmaster, or the employer is the taskmaster, or the spouse is the taskmaster, or the kids are the taskmaster. But no, they're not setting me free. God says, I set you free. I created you. 6 days is plenty. You need to take one down to rest, to cease, to stop. And let the blessing come in. We can be decreated. It can go into chaos. How many of you understand chaos? How many of you understand a household of chaos? Oh, yeah. It's hardcore. Oh, Eric's getting all Pentecostal back there, man. Both hands went up. I can't even get both hands in my words. Eric's like, he's getting into this one. Absolutely. We understand chaos. If you were to come to me, okay, I'm giving you a heads up now, and maybe now you'll never come to me. Okay? If you were to come to me and say, hey, Pastor Paul, my life's in chaos. One of the things I'm going to counsel you to do? Sabbath. In the same way, if you were to come to me and say, Pastor Paul, our finances are a wreck, I would say, hey, you need to start tithing. I'm like, I don't have any money now. Now you want me to give 10% away? No, I want you to release your finances into God's hands and let Him start to order things. I want you to release your time into God's hands. So let's talk about practically, how do you do this? How do we go about doing practicing Sabbath? Eric had brought it up. Sabbath functions sundown to sundown. Okay? Western culture, we believe the day starts when the sun comes up. You know why we believe that? Because we believe that the world's all about us and we're the center of the universe. So of course the day is not going to start until I wake up. But you know what the beautiful thing is? In God's ordering, you know when the day starts? I love this. In God's order, the day starts when you go to bed. How does that not preach? So let me get this straight. God, you're telling me that my day begins when I go to bed and fall asleep and become the most useless, vulnerable thing in all of creation? That's when the day starts? God's like, uh-huh. Well, that's a whole third of my day. Uh-huh. Well, God, you're making it sound like you're the one who creates and sustains all things and I'm part of creation. Uh-huh. Pretty much. Well, God, if we do that that way, that means you've been working long before I ever get to the table and you're the one who's driving everything and you're the one who's doing everything and I'm just joining with you. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Sabbath starts at sundown. Technically, specifically, Friday night to Saturday night, okay? That's a Jewish Sabbath, okay? There's no work. That means I'm not doing anything that contributes to the provision of my well-being. Now, if you were to come over to my house, and you were to watch me on Sabbath, you might conclude that, man, Paul, it looks like you're working. Okay? Maybe I'm out in the garden. Maybe I'm hauling some dirt around. Maybe I'm running with my boys. Maybe we're doing something that looks labor intensive. Someone has rightly said this, and I agree 100%. The person who works with his hands will Sabbath with his mind. Okay? The person who works with his mind will Sabbath with his hands. Okay? Does that make sense? Does that make sense? I spend most of my day working with this over there. And so for me, some of the most fun recreating things are to get out in the dirt and to move things around and to push rocks around and that split. Oh my goodness, I love splitting wood. Holy cow. That's like, I love splitting wood. For me, it's a joy, it's a delight, I get a kick out of it. But I'm not going to do work, things that contribute to my provision, okay? Why? Because God ultimately does that. I'm going to trust in Him. I am going to do things like praise, ponder, and play. I'm going to practice the kingdom to come. I'm going to practice like Jesus has already come back and he's already ruling and reigning and he's already made things right and good again. I'm going to live that way for a 24-hour period. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to give over to slavery. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to ponder. I'm going to walk. I'm going to play. Do things of play. I'm going to go to a park. Go for a hike. Things that recreate. Things that point towards a restored order. Things that point towards freedom, not slavery. You ask, is it Saturday or is it Sunday? I don't think it matters, to be honest. We live in a culture where there is really no weekend anymore. There's not really a weekend. There used to be a weekend in Western American culture. There used to be a thing called Saturday and Sunday, and it was different the way we treated Monday through Friday, time-wise. There is not a consistent work rhythm. We are now a culture that works, you know, three shifts, 24/7 around the clock, okay? That's just, some of you have worked for businesses and companies. It's, yeah, at any given moment, someone's working. And so, and many of our people experience this. Some of them have work days that kind of put them on and off for the weekends. They have a floating weekend or a floating day off. But to still to get to that day, whatever it might be, and to make it sacred and sacramental and say, that day, whether it's Sunday or for my wife and I, it's Friday. That's our Sabbath. That's Sabbath for us. That's Sabbath. It's a beautiful, sacred thing. If you're an adult and you have kids, this is a great way to start honoring and moving your kids towards a very healthy, healthy faith discipline, okay? You can ask my sons, in all honesty, there's times where dad's a whole lot better at it than others. There are times when dad gathers us around the candle, and we light the candle, we welcome Sabbath, and they're like, great, now he's going to take our phones away, and everything sucks. And there's other times where dad's just like, hey, let's go watch a soccer game. Let's just be at play. Let's make dinner. Normally, if we're doing like a Saturday thing, you know, Jackson, what's dad doing Saturday mornings? Dad makes breakfast on Saturday mornings. So we roll out the Blackstone or whatever it is. We cook up some big breakfast because we're at play. We're just hanging out. Maybe we're going to watch something. Maybe we're going to read something. Maybe we're going to go somewhere. Maybe we're not going to do anything. But the day is going to point to a life that has no slavery. A day that points to recreation and restoration. You guys maybe have some questions.
Why do you think that America has turned away from death? Everything
goes on Sunday. Has a new God. Has a new God. Yeah. It's Ebenezer Scrooge's fiance who comes up to him and says, there is a new idol in your heart, and it is not me, and it is a gold one. I haven't changed. Oh, you have. You have changed, Ebenezer. Yeah. And that God, the God of the dollar, he is a ruthless taskmaster, and he does not give any time off. And most companies, Hobby Lobby might be an exception, Chick-fil-A might be an exception, build parameters into and say, you know what, there is such a thing as enough. There is such a thing as enough, and we need to take care of our people. But most companies aren't that way. Harper, you have a question?
Doesn't say that it should be the Sabbath should be Sunday or Saturday? Could it be like any day of the week?
I think it can. My challenge is if your schedule permits it, make it a consistent thing. Okay, make it a consistent thing. So if I'm talking to our young people right now, okay, and this is a rhythm that you want to move into, my suggestion, because of how school works, I'd say you'd pick Saturday or pick Sunday. I would move you towards Sunday, okay? Sunday because there's more participation in things like worship and corporate praise and gathering, and the rhythms are a little bit more loosey-goosey for families on Sundays. Not always that way, but as much as you are able to, young person, student, I would set aside a weekend day, okay? Because why? Well, you are working at school. You're working at school. You're working towards your well-being and your provision. Now, Porter, you have a question. Germane to the topic at hand.
Well, not this topic, but so basically, Don and Money is George Washington.
George Washington is on the dollar bill. Yeah, yeah, I'm with you. Other questions or thoughts?
You think it'll ever go back to the way it was?
No, not until Jesus gets back. It's only going to continue to devolve into sheer utter chaos and destruction. That's what happens to empires. They're good for about 200 years, then they turn bad fast. And our 200 years are up.
I heard a rumor that Chick-fil-A was going to start opening on Sundays. I'm hoping that's just a rumor.
Do you eat on Sundays?
Yep, it's Steak and Shake.
Now here's a challenge. Can I challenge you? Here's a beautiful way to honor Sabbath. Okay, because in those passages it talks about, hey, make sure the slave amongst you, he has rest too. Meaning, I'm not going to frequent institutions that require other people to work. I'm not going to participate in the money machine. Yeah, Eric. Oh, this is a great way of confronting it. It's a great way of confronting. This is an opportunity for spouses to get together and have a conversation. But my challenge to you moving forward this week specifically, as you get to the end of your day, as you sit down to have that reflexive, hey, God, did I break the first one? How have I broken the second one? How have I broken the third one? God, that fourth one, Sabbath. Do you have a Sabbath rhythm? Okay. Do you have a Sabbath rhythm? Okay. God, did I get my work done today? Did I do my work? God, I can't wait until Sabbath rest. And then celebrate it. Enjoy it.
Sabbath would mean that if you enjoy doing something, in somebody else's eyes, that's work. But to you, it's enjoyment.
Dude, I'm splitting wood, buddy. I love it. I love splitting wood.
He'll want to mow the yard on Sunday.
Sure.
I'll say no.
Do you love doing it?
He likes doing it.
Yeah, it's recreating. Awesome. Yeah. It's a time for feasting. It's time for love. It's time for cherishing. It's a time for joy. Oh, my goodness. Sabbath is awesome. I love Sabbath. Yeah. You do play soccer. Well, yeah, you have to ask yourself some honest questions, don't you? Am I at play, or am I laboring? Am I working? Is this for my own provision? There's soul questions. I can't take you to a chapter and verse where it says, oh, see that? See that? No team practicing or whatever. It's not there. It's something that invites conversation to practice it. But start somewhere. Start somewhere. Give it a start. Why don't we stand? Let me ask God's blessing upon you. Jesus is the Lord of the Sabbath. Man was not made for the Sabbath. The Sabbath was made for man. Woman, it's a delight. It's a joy. It's a gift. It's a billboard sign to the world that says you need to slow down. God is the creator. Father, may your blessing rest upon my brothers and sisters. I thank you for them. I ask your keeping and your grace to rest upon them. Would you guide us towards maybe a healthier Sabbath rhythm? A way of remembering that you have created all things, a way of remembering that you have set us free from slavery. Let this commandment just sit with us for a while. It's a little bit different. To remember that our time is a gift from you. I look forward to conversations to come. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.